tools help.
No,
okay, I don't know what that was, but I didn't like the sound of that. Okay, so I was actually going to play Help by the Beatles. So I thought that's quite a sort of appropriate song for what was happening with Mr. T, Home with Mr. T, which is coming up next. I've got it here, don't worry. I've saved the day. Help. Oh boy, radio will never be the same again. That was episode one, and at home with Mr. T. Reaction is, you're stunned. Christian, at home with Mr. T, I haven't laughed at the red light in years. What actually happened? I didn't know that Mr. T was a northerner. You never said the real Mr. T would be in the show. Wow, I thought it would just be you. That was the man himself. That's incredible. Well, we have to also thank, giving us a big head start into the first ever UK live radio soap. Good morning, David Tennant. Thank you very much.
Good morning. It's a pleasure to be here.
Now, you've done a lot of big roles. You know, we saw you last year. You've been in Casanova and in Blackpool. You know, you're going to be the new Doctor. That's pretty big. But how did it feel appearing in the first ever At Home with Mr. T?
It was just very exciting to be working opposite Mr. T himself. And, you know, he's a big guy. He's a big presence.
Yeah, no, he is a very, very big presence. Thank you very much for keeping up the radio magic as well. God bless you. Well, listen, congratulations on being the new Doctor Who. That's
Thanks
a great gig
much.
To get.
Yeah.
And it's a brilliant show. The first series, I think, stunned everyone. And I was reading reviews of it where critics were re-watching the show, which you never see, and really getting back into the show. Mm. And I think also people were surprised how good Billie Piper was as well. I think they thought that might be a bit gimmicky.
No,
and she's really good.
She's brilliant.
She's a class act, isn't she?
She's a class act. Yeah.
And in the first episode, the first proper episode, which kicks off this weekend and Easter Bank Holiday, you got the big kiss.
Yeah, yeah, we do. We do lock lips. It's quite a film.
How many takes do you have to do some of that? Because if I was doing it, I'm a happily married man, but as an actor, it's important to get the right take. Am I right?
Sure, of course.
I know this in my work on the hit show At Home with Mr. T.
Sure.
Okay.
Yeah.
Right, you've got to get the right take.
Mr. T is a great kisser, I'd just like to point out, actually. Well,
in fact, maybe that's a future episode.
Oh, we should have rewritten part two for
Brokeback, Mr. T. The Doctor and the T. Get it on!
Oh, yeah. You should see what's been happening next door in the green room.
So, when you were doing your the big kiss.
Yeah.
Okay, how many takes?
I think it was about three or four. It was quite near the end of the day. It was a bit of a rush, that kiss.
I would have demanded more time.
Well,
and
you know, and it was after the mid-afternoon sandwich break.
Oh, so
there
no, so you had a bit of man overboard, a bit of
tuna
lettuce there.
Yeah.
What, on Billy or you?
Well, I'd be too much
You're a
gentleman
to point
out. No, she likes an egg sandwich. What's with an egg sandwich?
Nothing else in it.
Well, a bit of cress.
That's not right. Egg and cress.
Oh,
no, so you know what that is? A school dinner.
Yeah.
We've moved on since that.
No, she gets really excited about an egg sandwich. I don't get that.
You know what I blame for that? That former husband. Look what he's done to her.
Yeah.
He takes a child and suddenly, cut his leather into egg and cress sandwiches.
Oh, all right.
That is not right.
Yeah.
And was it a good fun? I mean, you've starred alongside people like Sarah Parrish, who was great in Blackpool.
Yeah.
You had a great love scene too. What was the Slade song? You had a love scene.
Was
it Squeeze Me?
Yeah.
That's a brilliant song. So you've done some good love scenes. How did Billy's kiss rate?
Oh, she's up there.
Yeah.
Oh, she's definitely up
there. Hall of Famer? Number one? After, of course.
Oh, no, you see, you can get
in trouble.
You've
got to be careful.
You have to be very careful.
Be very careful.
About raising the kisses. she has a marvellous set of lips on her.
Yeah, there she's got a big pout, hasn't she?
Yeah, she's got a great pout, yeah. And it's all her own work as well.
Really?
Yeah, there's no...
You sure it's not the egg and crisp sandwiches?
What, giving a slight allergic reaction?
Yeah, it could be that. So is that going to be in this weekend's episode? We see the big
yeah,
kiss.
Yeah, you do. But it's not the last kiss of the series.
I'm noting this down in the news.
Dirty little dog.
Yeah.
Now, was that something you brought to the part? You were saying, look, I'm...
His contraction.
You know, I'm seeing him basically kissing whoever he wants.
He's a bit more of a Lothario than we've known before.
Is he kind of the John Leslie of the Doctor Who world? He just likes to cuddle, that's all I'm saying. Okay, that is all I'm saying. Is that who you've channeled to be the Doom Doctor? Because I'm seeing a Benny Hill type scene where you're just chasing ladies around.
You, Billy, the Cyberman after you.
In a big comedy chase with the Benny Hill music.
Yeah, I mean, just crank it up.
Yeah, I mean, look, I mean, we've got the Benny Hill music. I think you chasing Billy around, the Cybermen chasing you, your Doctor Who pants fall down. Mr. T turns up. I mean, suddenly, second series, people are just stunned.
We haven't got the Doctor Who underpants yet. We've now got a Doctor Who duvet you can buy. You can go to bed with Billy and I think. But I don't think we've got underpants yet. We've got to get onto the merchandise, people.
You need them. Yeah. And I think they're Y-fronts as well. I think the Doctor... What do you think? Commander? Well, I think he's retro. I think he's Y-fronts.
I think he might have a jock strap.
Like a posing pouch.
Yeah, yeah.
And what are the stuff
bigger on the inside.
Expect in the second series?
Well...
Sarah Jane...
Sarah Jane Smith and K-9 are back.
She was stunning. I remember as a kid having a big crush on her.
Do you know,
is there going to be a bitch fight?
Changed.
Of course there is.
A bitch fight between her and Rhodes?
It's the current and the ex, of course.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
And what are you doing? Are you watching from the cupboard?
I'm just kind of taking photographs.
Man, I cannot wait. Are you sure this is on at 5 o'clock?
7:15. 7:15.
Are these internet-only episodes we've done, okay? We're going to see them circulating very soon. Okay, and is Cybermen are coming back?
Cybermen are back in week 5. Sarah Jane's back in week 3.
When you're actually...
We've got a werewolf in week 2.
Oh, God. Yeah. What's more scary, the werewolf or the Cybermen?
Do you know, I haven't seen the Cybermen one yet, so I don't know. I know that the werewolf one is
and obviously, when you were filming the Cybermen one, that must feel weird. Suddenly, from when we were watching it as a kid, the Cybermen, and then suddenly you're on screen acting with them.
The first time we filmed with the Cybermen, we were outside, it was the middle of the night, and it was misty, just by chance. And one of the first time I saw the Cybermen was 10 of them marching through the mist in the middle of the night. It was genuinely terrifying, yeah.
Are there, because, you know, to me, when you see Doctor Who, when you see a lot of sci-fi problems, shows, sometimes the dialogue, you've got to say certain things about the dilithium crystals, some of that.
Yeah.
Do you ever get the giggles when you have to do some of that dialogue?
No, it's all right, you know, because you've spent so long learning that stuff, that really you're just breaking out in a sweat that you're going to get it out. but we have great writers, so that helps. You know, we don't have anything too naff to say.
Russell T. Davis is a genius.
Russell T. Davis, who's in charge of it all and who writes the majority of the episodes, is like you say, he's a genius, so...
And what's about Stephen Fry's written episode in the next series?
Is this for next year? Yeah.
Do you know what that involves? Does it involve Stephen Fry being stolen from us and taken to another galaxy and you have to get him back?
I don't... If it doesn't, it should. but I don't think... No, I think it's got something to do with the round table and all that kind of stuff.
But I've probably already said far too much.
It's not like Camp Robots from the future, the Frybermen.
Doctor...
No?
Put that down
I'm
in each episode of At Home with Mr. T.
Brilliant.
All right, let's stick this on. We'll come back with David Tennant in a minute. So already you can expect this weekend some sort of gay love scene we're finding out in Doctor Who, and some sort of, what, a Frybot?
The Frybermen.
Okay, that's all on BBC One this weekend. That's R.E.M. on Virgin Radio, Christian O'Connor Web Show. She's coming up for 17 minutes past 8. Our very special guest this morning, and I hope we haven't sullied, you know, his career. I think anyway, we might have, to be honest, I don't want to say this, but giving him a big leg up. I'm talking to David Tennant, who 10 minutes ago appeared in At Home with Mr. T. And we are getting a lot of emails still calling in. He is going to appear. He's still going to do the second episode. You're not going to call your agent, are you, and demand a big fee? Come on, it's a charity project. Okay, can you ask David Tennant if him and Billy Piper have nicknames for each other? That's from Steve.
We have several, yeah. Which one's
is that one of them?
On here?
Oh, I like the sound of that one. What, you got several? Well, what are they then?
She is known as Carlos Carlos.
Right, what would that be?
Well, she just likes the name Carlos, and she was, I can say this now because she's not there anymore, but she was staying in a hotel in Cardiff, and she was trying to be a bit incognito, so she said, she had her name on the door as Carlos, and they said, no, sorry, Miss Piper, we need two names for our computer. She went, oh, come on, just call me Mr. Carlos. no, we need two names. She went, all right, Carlos, Carlos. So every time you went into the hotel to ask for Billy, you had to ask for Carlos, Carlos.
That's brilliant. I like that. Good pseudonym. That's a good name.
Yeah.
And did she have any for you? Who were you then? Because we've heard rumours there was a name, this is probably tabloid speculation, David, or is it? That basically there was a name pertaining to, let's just say, what's in the TARDIS downstairs.
She did,
Is it small on the outside and gets, you know where I'm going with this, but is there a little doctor or big doctor? Which one was it?
She did find that, she did start calling me David Teninch. as the months went on. You'd
well,
have to
you would
ask
never
her about
discourage
that.
A rumour like that.
Well, why would you?
Well, you yeah, would never discourage a rumour.
Yeah.
When you say she did, well, did you start saying, yes, you start calling me David Tennant?
To be honest, I think she was just looking for something interesting to tell TV quick. But like you say, I'm not going to discourage
no,
that.
No, no, no. Say what you should say now as well, Chris, what happens? She walked in my trailer once by accident and saw David Tennant.
Well, you said it, Christian.
Wow, there you go. That is the front page on TV quick this week. Okay, it's a would you rather. We do these on the show every Wednesday.
Yeah.
And would you rather fight a Cyberman or a Dalek in a cupboard dressed in a clown suit? Let me just spray that down again.
Puppy sent that.
That's the listeners. Would you rather fight a Cyberman or a Dalek? You're in the cupboard dressed in a clown suit.
I'm dressed as a clown, or they're dressed as a clown.
You're dressed as a clown.
What's the clown got to do with it?
You're the clown. Don't argue with the question, okay? Don't argue with Mick in Cambridge, Doctor, okay?
Wow.
You're dressed as a clown in a cupboard.
Yeah, sure, obviously.
Okay?
Of course I am.
I'm surprised you understand.
I'm in a cupboard dressed as a Cyberman. No, dressed as a clown.
You're a clown.
Taking on a Cyberman.
Or a Dalek.
I'll take the Cyberman.
Why?
Why? He's a clown, don't argue with him.
You're right, okay.
It's a bunch of random elements.
If holidays in time machines were invented, would you rather take a holiday to relive your past or a holiday to see your future? That's Claire in Edenbridge. You can't wait for the new series this weekend.
I'd relive my past. I'd give myself a few pointers.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Such as what?
Just sort a few things out.
What age would you go back to? Teenage or 20s? 14?
Yeah.
What was the dirty little 10-inch up to it then?
Not enough. That's why I wanted to go back and have a word.
Okay, right, not enough. Would you rather give the late Barbara Cartland, is it Dame Barbara Cartland?
Yes, indeed.
A Hollywood, or a chest wax to a wounded badger?
This is really, really sick.
Forget Parkinson or Davina. You've got it going on this. Seriously, okay? You may need time.
A Hollywood's nothing, right? That's like...
Yeah. I think, yeah, that's right.
I don't think. On Dame Barbara Cartland, she was 192, wasn't she? I don't think there'd be a lot of work to do. I think most of that had fallen out anyway, so I think that's probably the easier one.
Okay, thank you much, sir. Could you ask, no, not ask that. Could you ask David,
well, you've asked the others.
Right, no, you don't want to be asking that one. A lot of these that don't get to air involve eating horrible stuff or having to try and ingest horrible stuff. You don't want to be asked those.
Right.
Would you rather be TV alien Alf or E.T.? That's Martin in Leeds.
What's Alf?
Didn't you ever used to watch that horrible, freaky American show?
Is that the puppety thing?
Yeah, that's right, yeah.
Yeah, he had some good one-liners. I go for Alf.
Okay. Keep your would-you-rathers coming in then for David. Make them as random as possible. And, now, you are going to be doing the next series as well, aren't you?
If I survive the end of episode 13, yeah.
That's great news. Now, you're a big signing for them. You've got a bit of power there, yeah?
Maybe, yeah. Where are you going with this, Christian?
Hear me out. That's all I ask, Dave, okay? I've helped you out with some work.
You mean my starring role in Mr. T?
Starring, co-starring.
It's a supporting role, but...
Thank you, but you did it very well.
But thanks.
Support to Mr. T is a big role. How about, as a crazy DJ, but he's trying to save the world, episode 3, episode 1.
Yeah.
Just as a clown, he's stuck in a cupboard, can you get me out of the cupboard? Or, are you ready for Mr. T to make an appearance on Doctor Who? You've got the power.
Listen, Mr. T is always welcome. Yeah.
That's it, I'm going to be the new Doctor Who.
Brilliant.
This is amazing.
Mr. T's going to be the...
What?
Yeah.
Mr. T's going to be
the... Mr.
T, who I just met in the green room, Mr. T.
So I can't be in it.
What, are you suggesting that you and Mr. T are one of
the... I understand what you're saying. All right, I'll see where you're going with it now.
You see,
it's an impossible situation.
If you're going to go that far into character, if you're going to get that method, you've got to...
Another one, a lot of people want to know, have you nicked any props?
Sure.
What have you got? What's the best thing?
I do have a little bit. The TARDIS is being dismantled and rebuilt in our new workshop. And one of the chaps from the art department shoved a couple of bits billion miles away.
Oh, brilliant.
I shouldn't have admitted that on the radio.
And where do you keep your bit? Where do you keep
I've actually
your
got Billy's as well, because I took them, I wrapped them up and took them home safely. So,
you pikey.
I might just keep it.
So you just nicked them, what are you going to flog them on eBay?
They weren't nicked. The TARDIS
borrowed.
Is being dismantled.
You're borrowing it, yeah?
They have no use for them anymore.
It's like end of term, you finished this project, you're looking after it.
I'm looking after them until the TARDIS gets rebuilt in our new studio.
Where are you keeping it at the moment?
It's under my bed.
What, along with all the Bad Boy magazines?
Sure.
Okay, just want to know. All right, we're going to, we've got an ad break, and then we're back with the travel, and we've got some more questions with David Tennant. If you've got any would you rathers, 8, 12, 15, or you can give us a call if you've got a question for David. It's 08707 30 12 15. Jack Johnson on Virgin Radio. Our very special guest this morning is David Tennant, who is the brand new Doctor Who. You can catch him this weekend. We've got some would you rathers. This is for David. Would you rather new season of Doctor Who's outfits contain Miami Vice linen suits or Magnum's Hawaiian shirts and tight, tight denim hot pants? Over to you, David.
I look fine in a beer of hot pants.
And Jamie...
Do I get the Magnum moustache?
Yeah, of course you
well.
Can get the touch, yeah.
Sure.
Will there ever be a badger-based bad guy in Doctor Who? I mean, that's the question we all want to know.
Well, stay tuned.
You must get that
say.
Everywhere you go.
Everywhere, everywhere.
Imagine when you're doing this morning, this week, they'll be asking the big question, the badger question.
Sure, sure. Episode 6, stay tuned.
Wow, you heard it here first.
Yeah, yeah.
We're coming back with David in 5 minutes' time. You got any questions? 8, 12, 15 or 08, 707, 30, 12, 15. We've got music coming up from Richard Ashcroft, The Jam and Madness. And here's the headlines now with Chris Smith and Dominic Johnson. This is 8:37, Chris and McGonagall Show, Virgin Radio. That's Nerina Palot. We've since found out it's not, as I've been saying, Nerina Palot. But I kind of like Nerina Palot. So on this show, don't mind, she's Nerina Palot. Got text coming in for David Tennant, the brand new Doctor. You can see him this Saturday night, Easter Bank Holiday, at 7:15 on BBC One. Will the Doctor and Rose play Naked Twister?
Well, that's how we spend most lunchtimes, obviously, on set.
In the Winnebago, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. I don't know if we'll be doing it in the show, but there might be some CCTV TV okay. footage on the net somewhere.
Is it true your actual name is David McDonald? You have to change your name for equity.
That's absolutely true, yeah.
And the surname, is it true it's inspired by the Pet Shop Boys?
Well, it was kinda, yeah. I was 16.
Oh, well, listen. Don't make excuses.
Listen, I was 16 and I had to suddenly
big
change my name.
16
thought,
at the Pet Shop Boys.
How do you change your name? So I flicked through a copy of Smash Hits. And thought, well, that's not a good name.
That's
two
the
syllables,
name for me.
That feels like, you know...
Why did you go for Kachigugu? Yeah, or one of the Proclaimers. You're a big fan of the Proclaimers.
I love the Proclaimers, yeah.
One of the world's greatest bands.
Just one syllable, you see. Reed. It's not David Reed, it wouldn't be so good.
There is a rumour that Chris Evans is going to play Satan in a new series of Doctor Who.
Yeah.
Is that
yeah.
true?
No. That's not true. Yeah,
that's
true.
And just see what happens in the paper tomorrow. Is it true Chris Evans is going to play the devil in this Saturday's episode?
Yeah, Chris Evans is playing
oh
the devil.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah,
oh,
yeah.
My gosh. Is it true your favourite Doctor Who is Peter Davidson?
I don't know. Your favourite Doctor Who, I suppose, is the one you kind of first...
I liked
first
Peter Davidson.
He was
probably my favourite one.
Well, Tom Baker's the first one I remember, but then I was still watching it. During
I don't know who that was. So that was just,
Mr. T just suddenly crept back in.
He is one of the Fiver men.
Who the hell that was? Obviously, he went, and then bottled out. Peter Davidson.
Yeah, Peter Davidson impression.
Okay, so we've asked David if he wants to. He was looking at the notice board, so we've got all these big summer festival tickets to give away. Mm. Now, if you fancy going to any of those.
Yeah, I'd love
we've got a little competition now.
Well, the Proclaimers
Chris
is playing Isle of Wight.
Well, you've got to earn your tickets.
Okay.
Through this game called Doctor Who or Doctor Pooh. His face is absolutely stoned. It's looking like surely there's been enough, what with that teething off it. Where'd you get off?
Don't forget, episode 2 about Home with Mr. T coming up soon.
Well, I don't know. Okay, these are real and fake Doctor Who characters. You need to say okay. Doctor Who or Doctor Pooh.
Okay.
You ready?
I couldn't be more ready.
Yeah, I don't think you ever are ready for something like this. And see, if Davina was doing stuff like this, he wouldn't be getting all that stick at the moment, BBC. The Minkies, Doctor Who or Doctor Pooh?
That's got to be Doctor Pooh.
Yes, you're quite right. Terra Leptals.
Doctor Who?
Oh, he's good.
Yes, you're quite right. Bird-like creatures from space who were killed by Tom Baker during the Great Fire of London. That's
I
actually a true story,
by the way.
Killed
by Peter Davison.
He's really noticed that.
Thank you.
Dante Van Dint.
Dr. Pooh, right?
Yes, it's an anagram of your name. Chris Smith found that out. Very good.
Nicely
the cheetah people.
Yeah, they have Doctor Who.
Enemies of Sylvester Buck McCoy.
Yeah.
To be honest, like all of us, you've got to admit, he was the worst. Seriously, where did they find him from? A bargain bucket actor. You don't even need to acknowledge that. The eyes say it all. The eyes say it all. You can't lie with your eyes.
I think Sylvester was great.
No, you're quite right. Do you know what? I think he was my favourite one. Did he get a BAFTA? Oh my God, you can't, he's just mind F off at me. Is, you cannot do that on a national radio station. And flick the bird as well. What he was doing is just saying how much is sign language for that was the greatest doctor, Sylvester McCoy.
He's saying Sylvester McCoy was number one doctor.
Oh, no, he did a number two at me.
Right.
Yeah. Oh, naughty doctor. You know this.